Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a new episode of Eliza in Paradise. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bury that. Honestly, Eliza and Kate do Paradise this week.
That's fine with me.
That's
love
all.
Kate does well this episode.
She does.
For us, anyway.
Yeah, for me, specifically,
yeah,
as a gift
you.
To us.
But this episode, I mean, we come back. This is like a filler episode.
Yeah, but
totally.
Do the listeners know who we even are right now?
Sorry, I was doing like a slower intro, you know, because we don't have that much to talk about today.
Yeah, sorry, let's draw this out.
Speak slowly.
I don't know, what does that even mean?
We hate The Bachelor.
Yes, we are.
A podcast for people who love to hate The Bachelor.
I love nothing more than to scream at my television and, as proven by the three of us not 10 minutes ago, cackling at everyone being upset.
I know. I felt like we were bad people.
I feel like we're in sync a lot of the time when we audibly groan as a threesome
yeah.
all together, unprompted.
Yes. Yeah.
Just loudly. Oh. So that tells you something. We're on the same page.
Oh, we really are.
We hate the same thing.
We hate the same
thing. And that's why we get along so well.
It's just when some of the moments are just so fucking corny or so overdone or like we can't help ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Let's dive right
in. Let's get into it. First, let's give an honorable mention to the twins, who do have a really funny intro.
Oh my God. It's so good.
That was, dare I say, is it the best one since the toilet paper throwing?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's like you're the mirror.
Oh.
I have no idea what you two get.
Justin Timberlake.
What you're singing.
Man in the mirror.
Oh, don't know it.
Well, guess you'll never know.
Never know.
We open up the episode with a couples check.
Yeah, Brittany's narrating.
Love that.
Love to hear her voice.
Love,
yeah.
Love
we,
our
we're,
girl
we're Brittany
to
fans.
Narrate.
She was barely in this episode.
Well, just her and her ugly dress.
Oh, we'll get
there.
It.
Yeah,
we're doing
a full fashion breakdown.
Who's strong? We know. Brendan and Serene.
Salid.
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 Genevieve and Aaron.
Unfortunately. Johnny and Victoria, questionably.
Why?
What, literally why? Shanae and Flo and the twins.
Yeah, they're solid. Yeah.
Oh.
So solid.
So
solid. Brittany and Tyler, pretty solid.
They're pretty solid, yeah.
Jasenia and Andrew.
Pretty
who?
Solid. Yeah, never, who don't have screen time, but apparently are solid.
We only saw Andrew at the very end of this episode.
Like, for real.
And we just saw Jasenia in the background earlier in the
yeah.
episode.
And then I guess Danielle and Michael, but they don't count because I'm sick and tired of seeing them.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm over them.
Kate and Logan, not as strong as they once were.
No, because Logan is hoping that Kate doesn't come back from her date with Hayden, in love with Hayden.
I thought you were going to say at all.
Yeah.
True that.
That would have been better.
True that.
This is when Kate really wins Thomas over by talking about how she loves that Hayden is rich because he can spend six figures on this dog.
I believe the quote is, he obviously has six figures lying around.
He's lying around. Yeah. Because she really wants to be taken care of.
Yeah.
She actually said that she's sick and tired of being the breadwinner.
Okay. Well.
So why are you on a TV show where the average age of contestant is 25?
Where the average age of contestant is significantly younger than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's not old.
Yeah.
And she looks great. She can
but
get any guy she wants.
She comes back from her date with Hayden. They're holding hands, but not finger interlocked.
Not, no.
Like when you hold hands with your toddler child.
Yeah.
I actually feel a little bit misled after how it was edited last week because it seemed like their date was awful.
No, she said it was.
But, she said that she carried the date on her back.
Yes, but then she was talking very positively about it as well.
Because I think she had fun. She was trying to be nice.
Maybe
know?
She
like,
is fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, because when you're fun, you can have fun no matter where you
yeah,
are.
She's
loser.
A good time gal.
Yeah.
You can have fun with any loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, including that one.
It's like when you work in the service industry and you can talk to your tables and you have a nice time and then they leave their phone number for you at the end and you're like, oh, I was just doing my job.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Thanks so much for the affirmation.
Yeah.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. I was just serving you food and drink because that's I'm here for tips.
You actually paid me to be nice to you.
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
But thank you
yeah,
so much.
Again.
Yeah. I'll be throwing this number out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, I got a new phone. I am so sorry.
Who
must
is?
Have lost it.
But I did like her one-liners here. I thought it was really funny. She finds Logan. She's like, can we talk? and she's been back for 45 seconds.
Yes. Like a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Logan is just like lurking weirdly in the corner. And I felt like he's so tall. Now we know he's so tall. I feel like it's weird that he's in the corner, like just being like a weirdo in the back. You know?
Like the word looming, just kind of like that's looming right, over the crowd. Looming,
yeah. Don't you can like obviously it. See everything because he's heads taller than everyone.
Okay, you're really offending me right now because I am the same height as Logan.
shorter, okay?
Do you lurk in the background?
No.
You're up front and center.
I'm up front, and honestly, it's not my fault that you guys were born shorter than me. I'm watching this concert from the second row.
Listen, I'm 5'7". I'm a very tall woman.
You are. That's our girl.
Kate and him have like a fine conversation in the rain. I felt like it was scripted.
It was, but why are you not addressing the title of the conversation, which is, can we just have a temperature check real quick?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's a corporate romance.
Yeah, corporate Kate, we love.
We just need to circle back and have a temperature check about how you're feeling right now about this.
And then maybe we'll just like put a pin in it.
Yeah.
And we'll come back. We'll circle back later.
She's so smart though.
She's good at expressing herself.
She's very articulate and communicative. And you know what? On a show like this, when the bar is underground, she's soaring.
I feel like she's taken like a negotiations class. That's how good at it she is.
Captain of the debate team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like she's just an adult and we're so used to seeing children on the show.
Yeah, she is famously 33.
My sister in Christ.
and I will say that most of the men on this beach can't articulate. They don't even remember like their name half the time.
No, and every other girl just keeps on saying, I'm confused.
They just mumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny. So fuck. True.
But they like, I don't know. I mean, Kate tells Logan that she pursued him from the jump and all of us were sitting there like, is that true?
You were here for like 3 days, wasn't, just macking on Jacob?
Yeah, exactly. Like wasn't Jacob like fully inside of you like one evening in the hot tub? I don't.
We haven't forgotten.
We never
forgot. That is etched in my brain.
Yeah. Like, fuck, dude.
Her and Logan talk in the rain and I feel like the rain was another character in this part of the story.
Sure.
Like,
that was the scripted part.
That was scripted. The producers were just hosing them off. Like
stay in the rain. Keep going.
It was fine. All I wrote is they have a combo.
Couples kissing in the rain. Hayden is sad boy. And Michael's veneers shining like a lighthouse in the depths of an Atlantic storm. Beyond, like, beacon of light shining through the darkness,
it's
Michael's
like
teeth.
In Friends, when Ross bleaches his teeth too much.
Exactly right.
And tries to hide them. You can't hide that.
Yeah.
It's the Ross.
Yeah.
I will say that I didn't notice the teeth.
You didn't? Nope. They were glowing.
But I rely on you for your mouth commentary, Thomas.
Thank you so much. If it was to be anyone to notice, would be me.
It's what you're known for.
Just like how I love Kate so much. When her mouth is closed, she looks like she's closing her mouth over braces still. She for sure had braces when she was younger.
Yeah.
Call in, Kate. Love to hear. Headgear? Just a normal Invisalign, maybe?
Is your bottom retainer still on? Or
yeah, we need to see the inside of your bottom tooth. Like,
we ask the tough questions here.
Yeah.
Hard hitting. What do the people want to know?
maybe her teeth are just fake.
For sure.
Dentures.
Oh, dream.
She takes them out at night.
Oh, God. That's why she's so self-conscious about her age gap between she and Logan. It's like she has to take out her dentures.
I get nervous. I don't want to put my retainer in at night in front of men. But she does take out her full teeth.
Yeah, you know, so that poly grip wears off.
Yeah, it does.
Jess just leans over and is like, so you want to have sexy time now?
The next day, though, this is when things get really interesting because we thought that everything was good with Logan and Kate.
Hunky dory, even.
He's feeling very positive. Everyone's cheering, Brogan. And he jumps into the pool or falls. I can't tell.
Yeah, they ask him if he tripped.
Yeah, so graceful. Beauty and grace with our friend Logan.
Yep.
And Kate is now unsure because, as she says, my sister in Christ, I'm 33.
He can't afford a membership at Equinox.
That's the benchmark.
It's the best line. Oh. And she says, he has two roommates.
I have a trainer.
And her body looks like it.
Fab.
Yeah.
Money well spent from a breadwinner like Kate.
It's so funny. She wants a man with provider energy.
God, my sister in Christ, I am 33. Will, that is the win of this season of BIP.
It's my favorite thing anyone's ever said in this show.
Me too.
I'll be saying it a lot.
Yeah. famously our new personality is this one line. God, just like, oh, stone in.
That will never die.
Take never it over.
Never die.
Aaron and Genevieve chat.
They have a quick temperature check.
Yeah, they have a quick little temperature check. So I'm jumping into this because there's just a hard cut to the cocktail party.
Yeah.
Yes.
So no one, whatever.
We didn't see any more of that day.
That was it. Women are wearing, yeah, hold on. Actually, we'll slow it down. We'll dial it back a sec. We'll just shift it into third gear. Dresses this evening.
Yeah, we need to talk about some dresses.
Wins, total losses.
Some real highs.
Some flops.
Yeah.
Some low lows.
Yeah.
Literally the Gabby and Ratch episode is like.
Oh my God.
All the girls pulling out the Gabby. Some of the girls pulling out a Ratch.
I'm sorry. No one looked like Mother of the Bride.
Yeah.
There were just some weird choices.
Some confusing choices.
I think
choices.
The leader of the Ratch was Brittany to me.
I know.
Brittany's stunning.
It did not fit.
No.
It was just an ugly everything.
And did you just get it tangled when you were putting it on and chose to not realign the neck?
I think so.
Like, yeah. Was that like a fashion moment?
And she matched Shanae's ugly dress. They're both wearing the same color and they're both wearing ugly dresses.
Shanae's did nothing for her.
No.
It didn't. But it was better than Brittany's.
Yes.
So in the ranking of terrible dresses, I would say Shanae's was actually like in the middle. Brittany's was by far the worst.
Yes.
I also hated Genevieve.
I was going to say, where are we going to place Genevieve?
I think Genevieve is actually ahead of Shanae.
Yeah, by one.
By one, because... The only thing I didn't like about it was the double strap.
Correct.
Genevieve's dress was like Bebe 2008 to me. Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Like, Bebe tube dress. Oh, are you going to wear those platform beige heels with that? Like, get out of here. No.
A little sirens-y.
The 2000s are back now.
Oh, I know they are.
Which is tragic.
It was a terrible time.
These people don't remember. But we remember because
we were in high school.
My sister's in Christ. We were in high school.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're the same age as Kate, okay?
But best dressed of the night, Serene.
Serene, please. The chartreuse, the wire, the like deep neck because it doesn't connect.
She looked perfect.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Just, it's like when they are, there's so many green dresses going on and then there's such a departure for some of them. Some of them are so stunning and some of them are so bad.
It's weird to me that like Brittany would look at Serene in her beautiful green dress and think, I'm also wearing green. But I'm going to wear this, you know?
Yeah. Brittany should only wear that black
bathing
suit and sarong wrap outfit.
The
only.
Combo.
That's all. Why did you bring anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the look.
Yeah.
I want it in red. I want it in brown. I want it in silver. I want it in gold. I want it in... Seriously.
You know you would read her for filth if she wore the same thing in different colors every day.
Or at least that vibe.
This was doing nothing for her.
No.
But Serene, she wins.
She wins.
She wins. Honorable mention to Victoria F., also in a green dress. Kind of a two-piece bikini top.
Strappy double strap.
Asymmetrical with a little, it was really cute.
Honorable mention to Jessenia with the black halter 90s two-piece down on the front.
Beautiful. Love
the
halter. See, that's the difference between, so Danielle also did black.
And it looked funereal.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was going
in memoriam.
Yeah. It was so boring. Honestly, she's at the bottom for me because she didn't look like she tried.
Well, like last time she wore trousers to the cocktail party. This week she's wearing that. Come on, girl. Come on.
She's the Dakota Schiffer for me of this. That's why she got.
Whoa.
We're gonna get
whoa.
So much hate.
Whoa. Whoa.
I'm just kidding. I said that for you.
That triggered me.
Because we love Dakota.
Hard.
But you know what? Dakota didn't try. She didn't give us anything different, and neither is Danielle. I'm sorry, Danielle, girl, give us something more. This is why Rue sent her home.
We're going to have to take a break really soon so I can have a meltdown.
Take a deep breath.
Justin's no longer alive, so.
Yeah, for real. I'm sorry. Honorable mention, the men. Stepping it right up.
Yeah.
All these fun, short sleeve button ups.
It's just to Brandon. Why use a button?
Why?
Why bother? You're hot. You look good. You got a nice bod. Show it off.
Aaron. In this black with the lined cheetah print on the inside of the collar and the inside of his cuffs.
Yes.
Please DM me and tell me where you got that.
Thomas, you DM him.
I could. I'm too scared.
Hey.
Should I go through James first?
Yeah, go through James.
Hey, James, need a favor. You have less followers than Aaron, so he has a higher chance of seeing our message.
Speaking of Aaron, are we ready to move on to his conversation with Genevieve?
We are.
Excellent. I mean, no, but yes. No.
This was one of those moments where all three of us audibly groaned at the same time.
And then Jess and I got really excited and then really disappointed.
I was so sure that he was going to say, I'm not in love with you. Like, I was kidding.
So was she.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said when he, like, so I've been doing a lot of thinking. She immediately starts crying.
Yeah.
Immediately. She doesn't even know what he's going to say and she's crying.
Yeah.
And then she tried to interrupt him and she stopped herself. She's such a fucking nightmare.
But he's done this to her before, so she should be catching on at this point, but yeah, she's just not.
No. And she, I think you weren't here yet, Joel, when I was telling Thomas this. Genevieve lives with Ratch in LA.
Oh, you said, yes, you did say that.
Yeah. Ugh. So I just like, now I'm just kind of seeing some parallels, like the tears, constant tears.
And I think like messy girl energy.
Yeah.
Last week, the messy girl like case opened up. We're sleuthing it out with Jasenia.
Yeah.
I think the messy girl, it's probably Ratch and Genevieve.
Yeah, Your Honor, Exhibit A.
Exactly.
Additionally, I lost it. Say what you were just saying.
About Ratch.
Living together in LA.
Oh, what you had mentioned before they split up to talk was Genevieve was clutching to Aaron for dear life.
Holding him like she could not ever let go.
Yeah.
Like he was keeping her afloat.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was drowning.
He was the door.
Yeah.
And she was Rose.
Well, he is like a wall. So.
My big boy.
So true.
Sun-kissed, we've noticed.
Yeah.
Bronzed god.
And the blonde.
He obviously got a little golden highlight put in his hair at the beginning. And then now it's just glowing and brightening up as the summer goes on. And
I prefer to believe it's natural.
Me too.
No way. It was there when he got there.
Prove it.
It's natural,
Dan. We can roll the tape.
It's natural.
No, it's real.
He's perfect.
He is a perfect
man. Oh, I agree.
He tells her he loves her. Gross.
He tells her, when I said I was falling in love with you, I lied.
And this is when Thomas and I were like,
Pause. For dramatic
effect. I am in love with you.
Ooh.
And I just wrote, Aaron, we were rooting for you.
We were.
Oh, fuck my life.
And then Genevieve, as usual, her emotions are a 180 in every moment. And here she went from she thinks the worst case scenario to the best case scenario. And she loves him too. Oh.
Love is real.
Next.
Paradise works, if anything.
Is real.
I don't think they're going to get married.
Joel, have some faith.
Joel, okay. If you could just try to believe in love.
This is me being positive for Aaron.
No, they can't get married because then he'd be off the market.
Oh, I know.
And what would James do?
Aaron can never be off the market.
I'm pretty sure
that
Aaron doesn't want to be off the market.
No, yeah.
He's still living.
He's a permanent market installation.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's not living. So. He's living.
next, we go to Kate and Shanae. And Shanae, I really like this. Shanae sometimes gives us some good one-liners. She says that Kate should choose whoever makes her throb in her vag the most. Yeah. Like, that's good advice.
That's good advice.
Listen to your gut or your vag.
Yeah, but which is funny because Shanae, which one of the twins is, I guess, making her
Joey
in the vag. So
yeah, that's weird.
It's interesting. She chose him over Justin. Not Justin. Jakub.
And Alex.
Yeah.
That was the... These women, I tell you.
It's the most shocking thing that's ever happened.
I cannot believe the blindness and stupidity.
I'm just shocked that not one other woman spoke to Alex. None. None of them talked to him. What the fuck?
Even didn't Flo give her rose to him to save him?
We never saw them speak on the show.
Well, I don't think she's not getting a lot of screen time in general.
No, but she's still there.
She's still there.
Apparently.
Hanging out with... Twin Justin.
Just twin. They cut to Kate and Hayden chatting, and she is laying it on as thick as she possibly can with him.
She's giving it to him like she doesn't have a rose.
Yeah.
It's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's new here, so she's never had a rose before.
She gives him a ball. and then throws it and says, "Fet."
Oh my God.
It was like she was stepping up to like show that she was listening. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why are you doing that?
And she was acting as if she hadn't already made the decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I get it. Like, self-produce. It's fine.
I think also, she wanted the screen time.
Also, yeah, and so she should.
Giving someone a tennis ball as a gift is stupid.
And it wasn't even like a nice one or like didn't even have like Rambo's name on it. It was literally popped out of the can fresh.
Wilson,
yeah.
number 3.
Yeah.
She may have even just found it on the beach. Yeah. It's like, you know what? This would be a good gift.
And he was so obsessed with it.
Yeah, and I think it's like her parting gift. She knows she's gonna send him home. So she's like, here's this ball.
At least you can give this to the only creature you care about, or who cares about you.
God, true,
and,
real.
And that's it. From that, we have now the meat of the episode, because just before the rose ceremony, we have Justin, Rodney, Eliza, the drama.
Yeah, Eliza in Paradise. Mm. Yeah,
exactly. For some reason, Michael is getting stressed out about it, and he's like really worried about them. And I'm just like, Michael,
we're over him.
What are you doing?
He's done.
Because they're really building up the Rodney sympathy storyline.
It's almost
they started early.
It's almost as if they want him to be the Bachelor, but we already know that the worst choice has been made ever.
And yeah, the largest nostril.
I can't even remember his name. What's his name?
Zach.
Kevin?
Oh, Steve.
Sorry. Steve. I forgot to.
Zach.
I thought it was Kevin.
Kevin.
Also, I don't want to see Rodney as the Bachelor.
No, neither do I, but they're giving him the Bachelor arc.
Yes,
they are. For sure. All of this, everyone obsessed with him. Everyone loves him.
He's the best person
His heart
ever.
Being broken. Maybe we'll get a Michelle-Katie situation.
Oh.
You know, two back-to-back Bachelors.
Because
they really wanted Michelle to be Bachelorette, right. But they had already chosen Katie because the fans loved her with the dildo.
Right.
Right?
That's our girl.
She was the highlight of Matt James's entire season.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And now, maybe that's what's happening here. Because who? Otherwise, there's just no reason.
Yeah, what would the point, like, why?
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, so we have Rodney. He's saying he's not ready to live his life without her.
You've known her for 72 hours.
Yeah. She's looking into the distance, Eliza. She's, like, not into it.
Her face, the entire time, she's not having it.
Also, she really likes kissing Justin and does not want to kiss Rodney.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She keeps like swerving her face
swerving
away.
Swerving as hard as Britney.
Swerve queen. Ooh. Britney taught her some swerve lessons.
Yeah. Because she has that combo with Rodney and then she immediately goes and talks with Justin. Well, that's how it looks. And
they barely even talk. They just make out.
Yeah.
And even like her conversation with Rodney, and this is probably the beginning of our full analysis of Rodney, but when he's like, I'm going to fight for you no matter what, and I'm going to prove whatever. And it's like, do people think this is what a relationship is? Like, that's not how relationships happen.
Also,
and like fighting for it.
But like, she made that comment to you that that's what she wanted. Cool. You don't have to keep repeating it back to her. It's weird.
It is like it's a little creepy.
Yeah, tell her you listened without telling
her
you listened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show her. You listened by like doing some nice gestures for her.
Get
her some gummy bears from a PA.
They're all around.
Do just a taco ask. Tasting.
There's so many ways.
Yeah. Brush her teeth.
Dive for a bottle in the pool. There's so many options
here. I just don't like his perspective of I am going to put in all of this work to prove to you that I am worthy of a relationship, because isn't that why you're talking in the first place? Because she thinks you are that already. Like, I don't understand this weird, like, he's like putting her on a pedestal that he has to reach up to.
It's very,
that's not healthy.
Yeah. It's not, it's very strange. It's like obsessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Desperate.
That's the way it comes across. So sorry, Rodney. Everyone seems to love you, but...
Not us.
Not us.
Yeah, like, but you can be a nice person and be shitty with women.
And you can be a nice person and still not be the right person for someone.
Yes.
Like, it's not about him rising to the occasion and being the right person for her. It's about how she feels.
Yes. Yeah. And she got a little lost.
She got a little lost, but like with good reason, I think, as we see whenever we'll talk about
pressure beach.
The pressure. Yeah. Pressure this, like beach. This group think, cult thing that's happening.
Pressure in paradise.
Yeah. Pressure in paradise. Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
That's what I do.
So we see her having conversations with Justin and Rodney. Then we see her crying. She's sad. She can't make this choice. And then boom, rose ceremony. Dun dun.
Well, and she's like by herself a little bit, but then isn't like Genevieve, Victoria, everyone's like huddling around her.
Like, Rodney. Like
yeah.
It's like a cult.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like Victoria was like, he's the one, he's the choice. He's the choice.
And it's like, okay, Victoria. Okay.
You chose Johnny.
You chose Johnny.
Yeah, fucking
I'm not
idiot.
Trusting your judgment, babe.
We cannot.
Famously, as Kate said when she showed up.
Exactly.
Like, judgment is questionable at best.
I mean, Kate's dating Logan, so
don't remind me.
The roses go out. Thomas, walk us through.
Please.
Yes, please.
I'm always the rapid fire Rosie.
Yeah.
Genevieve, Aaron, Jasenia, Andrew, Brittany Tyler, Victoria Johnny, Danielle Michael, Serene Brandon, Flo, Just Twin.
Just Twin.
That's his new name.
Really trying to make Just Twin happen.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Shanae.
Doe.
Joey. That's the best I can do. Kate. In a not shock, chooses Logan with contingencies.
Yes! Yeah, but...
Yeah, Logan with conditions.
Will you get a pass for Equinox?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you spend $100,000 on your dog?
Will you move into a one-bedroom apartment by yourself?
Will you age 7 years for right now?
Will you not go to Stagecoach next year and fuck a bunch of girls in the show?
Do these things and you can be with me.
He was not having it too.
It was weird.
It was weird.
It was a little, she got a little too like.
Yeah.
We've never seen that before.
I'm the best thing that you could ever get.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but.
True.
Logan. No, I don't think so. He has been on so many dates. He's been on like 7 dates.
Sarah, Sinead, Kate.
I think Kate's the best one.
Who else did he go out with? Was he involved with anyone else?
I can't remember.
I mean, I try to block him out of every memory I've ever had.
He was the hot commodity at the beach. Every girl that comes down those stairs.
Which is...
Everyone goes for him.
And I think it's one of those things where, like, it's because he's tall.
Yeah.
It's like when guys put 6'3 in their Tinder bio.
And listen, I like them. I'm always like, yeah, sure.
But not when they're actually 5'10".
No.
Ooh. Yeah. Have you seen that string of TikToks running around where the girl asks the guys their height and then says, can we check? And she pulls out a measuring tape and they're all lying.
Every single one.
The only people who aren't lying are the guys who are actually over 6 feet because they are not embarrassed.
Yes. Yep.
Nothing to be embarrassed about, guys.
But I would argue that a lot of guys that say they're 6 feet are not.
For sure.
No, they were all 5'10". That was the joke.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they were all
5'10".
I don't know what that is.
Over 6 feet. Is the key.
Yeah.
Over six.
Yeah.
6 feet doesn't exist. They're all 5'10 or 6'1.
Yeah. It's true. There is a 5'11 either.
No.
Because they round up.
They round up.
No, 5'11 does not exist.
It does not exist.
That's so weird.
It's so true.
That's so weird.
We just cracked a code.
We did.
Honestly.
And then in Eliza's disaster of a, like,
emotional
Sophie's choice.
She falls victim to the
peer pressure. She does. And she says Rodney. And all of us went, oh.
And everyone, like, cheers. Everyone's so happy, which is just...
embarrassing.
Icky.
Gross.
Genevieve's too happy.
Yeah.
She hates Justin.
Genevieve has, like, an investment.
She's weird.
Yeah, well, she hates Justin for nothing that he did.
No, she has an investment in her hate for Justin.
Yeah, for sure.
Which he does not deserve.
Which is, granted, and the three of us are talking here as if we wouldn't have hatred like that. Like, please, I admire that.
Yeah, you would for sure. Out of the three of us.
I'm the pettiest one here.
Yeah, I was going to say, petty drama.
I am the pettiest one.
Most likely to hold a grudge. You.
Thomas.
Thomas.
That's who I am. So that means we say goodbye to Hayden and his cancerous dog, Jacob, which is really sad.
He had a good run, though.
Great run.
I feel the most sad for sure about
redemption arc of the century.
Yes. What a lovable idiot.
What a dumb little himbo.
Did he need a redemption arc?
He was a bit of a dick.
He did have a really good apology to
Gabby.
Mental off.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a really good apology. So he kind of began it then.
Something not nice.
Well, he was on the train of like the rough around the edges timeline.
Yeah.
Or no, what did he say? If you were the only one on The Bachelorette, I would have left.
I would have left.
Yeah.
That was not the right thing to say.
No, it was not. But you know what? Redemption arc.
Yeah.
Just a dumb idiot.
I'm also sad to see Alex go.
Listen.
Visually, like, yes.
Yeah, we don't know anything about it.
Never been more upset to see someone walk off of Paradise than Alex. Bye, Rich.
I couldn't even tell you what his voice sounds like.
No.
Don't need to.
But I could describe his nipples.
And Thomas could describe his dick.
In perfect. Yeah.
He described it a little bit to us, listeners, and it was disturbing.
I could pull the hex code of the color.
Oh, my God.
Create a brand book.
Yeah.
You know those videos of people mixing paint
that's me.
To make the perfect color?
That's me.
That's you, but with dicks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I am an expert, okay? I can look at someone and call it. I've been doing it for years. And then the better Justin we say goodbye to. And Eliza walks him out, has a long conversation. Very impressive.
He says some lovely things to
her.
Holy
shit.
He really is.
Bachelor audition.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Or.
We don't know.
We'll see later.
We will.
You deserve
and
happiness.
And then Rodney continues to give me the creepy vibes.
He got creepier and creepier.
Walks up the steps to meet her.
You're mine.
Wraps her and says, I'm never letting you go. You're mine. I'm not letting anyone take you away from me.
It's.
Is this Silence of the Lambs?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in a pit now, you know.
I mean, I too would want to wear her skin, to be fair, because she's gorgeous, but I.
But do you want to be stored under someone's mattress?
No, I don't. Okay. I did
it's
not
good to ask. It's good to ask.
Like that at all.
Feelings. Yeah. It was weird and obsessive and.
Probably pushed her away further. She probably went, ooh, big mistake. Huge. Immediately.
Huge. Wow.
Wow. Huge. Big mistake.
I immediately regret this decision.
True that.
Now it's the next day. It's the next day. And this was another moment when we all audibly groaned and then screamed at the TV together because there's a date card.
Oh, yeah.
Who could it be for?
Oh, do we have to talk about this? Can we skip this one?
We don't.
No, because we only have one episode to talk about this week.
I know.
We don't have to say a lot.
God.
But spoiler alert. We hated this date.
Spoiler alert. Why are Michael and Danielle here? Why did they get another date to solidify their boring love for each other? They're literally a cardboard cutout of a couple.
They're a stock photo.
They are.
I would have rather seen a second Shanae and Flo and the twins date.
Me too.
Absolutely. Or maybe a Jesenia and Andrew date.
Sure.
I would have even.
Tyler and Brittany.
Thank you. He's been begging to take her out on dates.
Yes.
Hello.
I even would have been open to see Kate take Logan to just tell him what she wants.
Or Brandon and Serene.
Him. Yeah.
We haven't seen them at all. Like,
yes.
Well, they were the first.
I know, but anybody else.
I know.
Why are we giving a second date to the boringest people?
I fucking hate them.
And Wells has to go with them to spice it up.
To be entertaining.
For real.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah. They talk about finding the one. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, whoa.
Oh, my
we're
gosh.
Skipping the best part.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, no.
A, Michael hates that he has to see Wells all the time because he's trying to knock on Danielle, which
was
fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
When, spoiler alert, Michael, you're fucking boring and don't talk about anything. They're sitting down finally at the beach having a marg.
With Wells.
A marg. Famously mine. Your favorite cocktail too, Jess?
A marg?
Yeah.
No, no.
Oh.
Not mine.
Mine's like a Negroni Spagliato.
With Prosecco
in it.
Stunning. I'm a marg girl, so I was very happy.
I mean,
and they're talking about love, love and true love and whatever and finding your person. And Wells goes, well, you know, I never thought it was real when it's like, you know, you just know. And well, when you're Wells and you find out that the love of your life is a rich actress with syndication money for the in perpetuity, I too would find love at first sight with Sarah Hyland.
I would fall so hard.
So hard for that.
Yeah.
Could not fall harder. I will say one small bonus and props to Michael is not mentioning his dead wife this episode.
Wow, you're right.
Well, they didn't give him a chance.
Fair.
Ah, yes. Maybe, so, and maybe he did. They just edited
it out.
Maybe he mentioned it 15 times.
I need the raw footage.
I would honestly bet you $1,000 that he said her name.
I hope they start censoring Laura, like when they censor swear words.
Okay, you just said you want to watch the raw footage of that whole date?
Yeah. Well, I want to see if he says it.
Oh, I could. You couldn't pay me to watch that whole thing.
I'd die.
But earlier, we were talking about, Joel, your sleeping problems. And so I bet you that this would cure it.
Oh, my God.
Every night.
Just the clip-clop of the horse and silence. And silence. No one talking.
Yeah. The bland noises. Two white people going.
Bland man and bland woman.
I like this. And, like, you know that Sayulita is the most exotic place Daniela's ever been in her life.
She was like, I want to come back here.
Yeah. Everyone else who goes to Sayulita is like, it's fine, but, like, it's not the place I need to be.
And it also, Sayulita smells like sewage. Have you been there?
Right? I have.
So you know.
I do.
It smells like sewage because they, like, drained it all into the ocean there.
Yeah.
And so it really stinks like sewage. It's, like, a beautiful surrounding, but it does really smell at like, a few times during the day.
Yeah.
It's also rarely sunny.
Well, because it's summer. It's like
storming season.
It's like overcast and brown.
Yeah.
It's still beautiful, but like it's not that summery.
No, and it's like such a touristy town.
It's very
because touristy. Everywhere, especially everywhere along the beach, is shitty and expensive.
Yeah.
From all the shit.
Very true.
Truly.
It's
Wells leaves because he's like, you know, I've held this. He truly carried that.
He finally checked out.
Taking notes from Kate.
Yeah, he took notes from Kate. He carried it on his back. He leaves, and then we see Michael and Daniel kiss.
And that
was in the ranking of kisses on this show. This
zero.
Was another really gross one.
I would love you to comment on what you said live.
What did I say?
You said, I think Michael's a bad kisser.
Oh, I do think he looks like he's a bad kisser.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And it's weird, the way he weirdly cupped the bottom half of her face.
Yeah. And this is what happens when people don't have that many partners.
Yeah.
Because I feel like because he was married for so long, he didn't have that many partners.
To his dead wife, Laura, yeah.
Well, now we've mentioned it more than him.
No, we haven't.
That's true. He's only kissed a few people, I think. So.
Yeah. Did he kiss Sierra at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did a lot. And she obviously is an amazing kisser.
Oh, like, please.
But she took the lead.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's what he needs.
Too beautiful. Yeah.
God, I fucking miss her. I'm over him.
I kind of forgot about her, but how could I?
I miss her.
She's just a little ray of sunshine in my mind.
Also, she's like crushing it on social media with all of her shit about Michael. It's really funny.
Nice.
And like tasteful, but also like
petty.
Yes, that's my girl.
Which is what I enjoy.
And looking absolutely fucking gorgeous.
I just hope that anytime.
In every post.
Anytime she has one of those like a post where it's just about her typing a caption, I hope it's just the night sky.
Well, it's like a dress that looks like the night sky.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And her skin is so glittery all the time.
Yes, yeah, she's a Stenalina.
It's that fancy skin, baby.
Yes.
Imagine if she and Eliza were on the beach at the same time. Explode.
I don't know. It would have been like a riff.
Power couple. I don't know what
the two of them together. They would have gotten together.
Oh, wow.
The dream.
Oh my God. Just like Bachelor Thailand.
Yes.
Two female contestants during the rose ceremony said, we're out of here for each other. Love that.
Love that for them.
That's hot.
Best time of my life.
Honestly, it is kind of hot.
Gay rights. It's fucking so hot. And didn't two
of the
Miss Universe.
Yeah. They got married.
Yeah. And they're stunning.
Oh, we love that.
I love a double lipstick really lesbian couple too. So sexy.
Yeah. Very, very beautiful. Anyway, we digress.
Sorry.
Like,
this was the gay rights moment.
Also, like, this is how bored we were with Michael and Danielle. Then we were like, oh, let's talk about lesbians.
Our minds completely wandered.
Could not be less interested in Danielle and Michael.
So what happened after the date?
Back to Rodney and Eliza.
Well, back to Eliza.
God. That's it. Rodney is feeling on top of the world. He's so happy. He's like telling everyone how he can't wait to lock her up in his basement.
Is this the morning?
Yeah, for real.
This is the next morning, right? She hasn't even come down yet.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Eliza. She is
sobbing.
Weeping.
Weeping. In her American Apparel or American Eagle hoodie.
Crier.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Oh.
Yeah. Some people are not good criers.
Don't love her nails. Gonna make a pretty controversial statement.
Please.
It is French tip-esque. But the white is too long, like it's too deep, and they're a weird shape.
Okay.
Personally.
I don't remember, but I was focused on the beauty of her face while she cried.
Fair.
I think I just like the nails touching the face.
Constantly.
I think there's something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I like.
Okay. That's fair.
Gorge.
Yeah. That's fair. She says then she maybe made a wrong decision.
And that, Thomas rejoiced.
Yeah. I already knew because I had looked at spoilers. So but I was thrilled that now you two knew so we could talk about it.
Yeah, I had no idea who she was going to pick. And then when it was Rodney, I was like, oh. And then I kind of wish it was Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, because because she didn't seem into Rodney at all.
No.
Like you said, she was kissing up on
Swerving.
Justin's face.
Yeah,
and she was not.
She's kissing. Over Rodney for sure.
Yeah. We have these like beautiful flashes between the two. So she's sobbing in the bed, and then we see like Rodney's beaming face. He's talking about their wedding, you know, what kind of veil she's going to wear. He's very excited. This is what I imagine he was talking
He's already
about.
Named their kids.
Yeah. He can't wait to take her home to meet his
Do
mom.
Do you think the producers were like, Eliza, don't come down yet. We're just going to egg Rodney on for a little bit.
They're like, oh, you're feeling sad? Stay in the room.
Stay in the room. Let it all out.
Rest up.
Yeah.
Rest
and then they're like, Rodney, what else? Tell us more.
Rodney, you must be feeling really
You
good.
Must be feeling amazing. Elated.
He was. Elated. He's so happy. Then she comes down and everyone's so excited.
Then she comes down to crush his motherfucking soul.
His face just lights up. And I did feel bad for him in this moment because he knew like this is like high highs.
Yeah.
And now he's going to feel real low.
This is a blind side.
That's a big swing. That's a big swing.
Football reference. And he's a football player.
Oh, was
the
that
Blind Side starring Sandra Bullock?
Oh.
Okay, well, that's
Sorry.
A movie.
Sorry. When you said a football reference, I looked at you with completely blank eyes.
I would say it wasn't blankness, it was panic.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. Sports.
Sports.
It's the only sports thing I know.
And you
a movie starring Sandra Bullock.
The only sports thing you know is the name of a Sandra Bullock movie that features a little bit of football.
Oh,
I mean, I do love Sandy B.
Just one girl and her two gay best friends.
Just living. But I thought Andrew's very astute because when Rodney goes to try to kiss her, Eliza, and she swerves again, and he's
noticed.
He was the only one that noticed.
He
had the right angle.
Yeah, and everyone else was like, oh my God, what's going on? They were so...
And then they asked for him to go... check on their conversation and give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
And it was a quick thumbs down.
And then they were like, how do you know?
Fastest thumbs down I've ever seen.
Because they both look fucking miserable.
So miserable.
And Victoria was like, acted like she got shot in the chest. She was like, oh my God.
Yeah, her breast implant popped.
From the heartache.
Genevieve was already tying her noose. Like she was ready to go.
God.
Sorry.
Genevieve's packing her Louie again.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Now she has to leave. And Friday's not here.
Yep.
But surprise. Okay, so let's just back up a bit and let's talk about their conversation a little bit. Because she says that she totes him only because of the pressure. She actually, and you said this, Thomas.
Articulated and communicated very well.
She did. Even though she, like, through tears, she did it very well.
Took her a while.
It did. And to his credit, I think he handled it pretty well.
Yes.
He almost didn't.
You could see.
He was demo.
And like a little bit of rage.
Yeah.
Because, which is fair.
A red, for sure.
Because, yeah, he like got red for sure.
Yeah.
And he also, like we had said, like high highs and then low. Like that's that emotional swing, very tough on someone.
Yeah.
So I feel like with good reason, he had to hold in some rage. But he said, you know, he handled it well. He almost was like, well, what does he have that I don't have?
Yeah, which I loved. And I wanted her to tell him.
Yeah.
But no, she did a good job, just like, and it wasn't even, I made the wrong decision, it wasn't right for me, which I thought was really cool of her to say.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate that she was like, yeah, no, everyone's obsessed with you, and my decision was swayed.
She was influenced by how much love everyone has for him, that's what she said.
Which is a nice thing in theory, but not the point.
No, but it's, I think...
No, but it's her explanation,
and I think it was true.
It's
true.
And I don't know how many of us would have made a different choice. Like, they all were pressuring her so much.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so intense to feel like you're letting down every person on the beach.
Yeah.
I would have picked Justin.
Well, I know, but we've already talked about this.
There's no contest.
You are a different type of person.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, there are only two empaths on this podcast.
Thank you all so much for your opinions. Goodbye.
The lace of the beach, Joel.
Yeah, you'd have been like, listen, Rodney, not a love connection.
Yeah. I'm hearing your concerns, but I don't share the same concerns.
That was good. Good reference.
Very,
callback.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Rodney wishes her nothing but the best. And then in a move that none of us understood, he goes back up to share what's happened and cry in front of 30 people.
With the entire group.
I've seen this scene before, and it was Midsummer when all the women started screaming when Florence Pugh was crying. I didn't get this. I don't like this. When I'm, and like, I know I'm not the same as Rodney. I mean, I am quite well liked, but when I, famously.
Well-loved.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, well-loved. The last thing I want when I am embarrassed, humiliated, upset, furious, and devastated is to be surrounded by 20 people I barely know.
I don't want anybody near me.
Yeah. Don't want to hug. Don't fucking touch me. Don't look in my direction.
3-hour walk.
Yeah.
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 It was confusing.
I'll be in my room crying alone.
Do you know what was more confusing? Kate's meltdown.
Kate's face in the background.
She was distraught.
Like blotchy. She was crying so hard, she was blotchy in her face.
She was
doing
the thing where she was trying to keep her mouth closed, but she like was struggling and quivering.
Famously when I noticed that she would have had braces.
It was, yes. It was so funny.
Because he's giving a speech and it must have been very moving.
It was.
Yeah, like this isn't fucking your indictment speech as the president of the United States. Like, you got dumped. And everyone...
1 minute ago.
Genevieve acted like he was slaughtered in front of her.
Yeah, it was like he lost a limb. A shark had just bitten off his leg and he died.
Eliza had stabbed him in the chest and he walked up the stairs with the knife still in his chest and died in front of everyone.
With his last breath, he was like, I love you guys. Yeah.
Brandon couldn't even like keep it to... Brandon was sobbing. He was putting his shirt over his head. Andrew was crying.
If Johnny had a heart, he would have been crying. Oh,
God. Yeah, he was, it's not chill,
Johnny
bro.
Johnny was like, what's happening?
That's not dope.
This he's
not
like dope. The Tin Man.
Yeah. It was. The twins were like, sorry, dude, what's your name?
Yeah, we got here yesterday. Like, we're drunk.
And he decides to leave.
Duh.
Good.
Which I was like, why go? Spend some time in the sun. Like, you have the rose.
I've been saying this the entire time, but I knew he was going to leave.
For me, for sure. And, like, I guess it probably made sense because he said he felt embarrassed. And it's like, well, there's nothing to feel embarrassed about, Rodney.
Yeah. I don't think, like,
I don't know. You put it all out there and you tried.
People get broken up with all the time.
Yes.
Ask me.
Yeah.
Also, like, nobody went to Eliza until they thoroughly finished with Rodney.
Yeah.
Only Justin, like, I thought that was funny, I guess.
But we also didn't hear, like, anything they had to say to Eliza. So, in my mind, it was there. We're just like... So you didn't like Rodney?
Yeah.
Like, Rodney's really upset right now. Yeah. And you're like, ugh.
How are you feeling about Rodney right now?
Yeah.
So it seemed like an hour and a half later, then a couple of the girls went up to see if how Eliza
just
was
good.
Doing.
And it Andrew.
And didn't someone, like, tell them to go?
Aaron. Yeah. Aaron. Our, like, self-care.
Thanks, Aaron.
You know?
That's our boy.
Thanks, like, Uncle Aaron. Yeah. Really taking care of the beach.
I already thought those big facts are some actual big facts, you know? Yeah.
He's not just knowledgeable about rats.
Big fats, big hearts.
Oh. So good.
Big titties.
Oh. And then we see Eliza. She leaves. She's heading out to go find Justin. I thought, will they meet at Stagecoach? They don't.
Then we get a montage.
She goes to...
A travel montage.
Baltimore?
Maryland.
Yeah, hold on. We are just skipping over her chic travel look in the PV airport.
Denim
her
jacket,
hair,
black leg. Tights.
Yes, she looked stunning.
Yeah, but she's,
I don't even
she's Eliza.
Remember it. A denim jacket and black tights. You think that is a chic look?
No.
On her.
She looks good, but she always looks good. Her hair looks good.
She looks, it's like.
She's off the beach. She's been a night at the Vedanta, crimping.
Obviously, the Vedanta.
For her flight and for her travel montage.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous that she got a travel montage to Maryland.
You guys, everyone needs to comment on the Vedanta Instagram and tag us so that we can post an episode recorded from the Vedanta.
Paid by
Dream Country.
Incredible.
We need a sponsor.
I will say their hotel name in every episode until I die.
That's what we're trying to do.
If that gets us there.
That's why we're trying so hard.
That's who we are.
When I get Vedanta a cat, I'm going to name it Vedanta.
My cat's middle name, Vedanta.
Vedanta. Sorry, I interrupted you so rudely. Yes, we arrive in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking more about this look.
Because that's what I was thinking,
the
too.
White.
Oh, the like corset top.
With the jeans.
And the strappy white sandals.
And just the hair.
Yeah, diva.
Ugh.
Diva.
Yeah.
It she was. Incredible. She looked like a fucking pop star.
Yeah.
Justin answers the door in what I assume are his boxers.
He looked great.
Yeah, he looked like he was wearing pajamas.
I was like, do you think there's another girl there?
What I would give.
The drama.
I mean, that would be amazing.
And that's it. That's it, you guys.
That's the clip. That's the to be continued.
That's it. And next week, guess what? Thrilling. 2 episodes.
We're back.
You guys are graced with an under an hour episode this week.
I can't believe we talked for this long.
Yeah, because we went on several long
tangents. We always guess that we won't. And our shortest episode is like 46 minutes.
Wow.
So.
We can't chat. We love to hear ourselves talk.
It's what we do.
Okay. Roses.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
I need 30
seconds. Does anyone have theirs? Ooh.
Joel popped right out.
My girl rose is Kate at the rose ceremony talking to Logan after just before she pinned the rose on him.
Fair.
That was my favorite moment of the whole episode.
Yeah.
Oh. Was it inappropriate? Was it the wrong moment for her to say that? Yes.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
My rose is Kate for my sister in Christ, I'm 33.
My rose is Kate for that same reason, but also because he can't even afford to go to Equinox.
Yeah, she gave us some gold.
Kate was the main character of Paradise this week.
Kate was the main character in Eliza's episode.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
And are there any guy roses this week?
Like Aaron, are you kidding?
Wow. The look on your face.
So I really
was ready to kill me. Boy. You're right, Aaron.
The most emotionally intelligent man on that beach.
Except when he fucks with Genevieve. He gets my rose because he fucked with Genevieve. Yeah.
And told them to go check on Eliza.
Yeah.
And sun-kissed hair. And cheetah-lined button-up.
Ooh, but also honorable mention to Brandon with his
Agreed.
I just can't believe you didn't mention Aaron's pillowy lips.
Listen, we're Joel.
But yes, Brandon open shirt. That was going to be my rose was Brandon open shirt.
Yeah.
At the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Because I think it's perfectly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not inappropriate, but it feels like, oh, that's a weird choice, but I like it.
But it was like, ooh, okay.
Like, these girls are wearing nothing.
Yeah.
So why can't the guys?
Exactly. And we haven't been like, I want to see more of him.
I want to see,
More
of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More body.
Yes. We didn't see very much pool time this episode.
No.
Just when Logan tripped and fell in it.
Yeah. But that was like.
Well, not enough.
Brief.
I know.
Yeah, I need more. I need more hot bodies.
Honorable mention to Jacob taking your shirt off in the car.
He gave us the outro of our dreams.
Of our dreams. He did. Yeah.
We needed one last glimpse of those glistening, pert
peachy,
nipples.
Yeah, peachy nips. Pink nipples.
Yeah.
There are. I'll find the hex code.
Yeah, you've already got it up there, I'm sure. up here. I mean, in your brain.
Yeah. Wait, who did you give? Aaron,
but honorable mention to Brandon.
Okay.
An open shirt.
Your rose goes to Brandon as an honorable mention for an open shirt after he sobbed at Rodney?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Good times. Everyone, rate us, rank us, whatever it is. Give us 5 stars.
5 stars on, we learned over 60% of our listeners are on Apple Podcasts. So rate that fucking 5 stars. And I think you can write a review.
Yeah.
I will... Take a look at that for next week.
We all will. Absolutely.
And we'll read some of them.
Yes. Wow.
I
would love a comment to read.
I would love a comment to read.
And honestly, even if it's a negative comment, I would read it too.
That's one I'm going to read first.
Absolutely. It's like those, there's all this stuff. I've seen this on Instagram where it's like a sandwich shop. And it's like one guy's worst sandwich ever. It's like their Google review that like printed out and it's like they're on their sandwich board outside of their sandwich.
Nice.
It's really funny.
That's us.
I was thinking more like mean tweets.
I love it.
A lot of F slurs going on in that mean tweet. Yeah. Yes.
If they want to find us online, Joel, where can they find us?
We Hate the Bachelor on Instagram. We Hate the Batch on Twitter.
Nailed it.
We Hate the Bachelor at gmail.com.
Nailed it.
I was
stressed for
Dear
a second.
Dear listener, Joel was shaking his head. He's like, don't choose me. Don't choose me. So I chose you.
But I knew it. But I did know it.
Chose
Come through.
Crush
Come
it.
Through.
Crush it.
And good news, everyone. Next week, it is no longer Eliza in Paradise. It's Kate.
No, we're still going to see Eliza.
Yeah. But not in Paradise. Eliza in Baltimore.
Continued.
So.
It's confusing to me why they're dragging this season out, but.
Agreed.
Almost Maryland.
Nice. Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.